When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and red nights, I can barely see. And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of a war, you guard my soul. You are alone on the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of it, I see the future as picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain, heartache pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You are alone on the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Just don't know how I'm gonna make ends meet. I did my best, now I'm scared to death, I might lose everything. And when the sickness takes my child away and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. May I trust you, Lord, in the eye of the storm. And you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You are alone on the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. You remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You are alone on the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
Is that so you didn't get distracted?
Okay. All right, so welcome everyone, and for those on Facebook, Facebook, what says three or four there? I see Christine and John and Leyland. Oh my gosh, Leyland! I see Cindy and Nancy. God bless you guys. Glad you're here. For those of you who couldn't see our drummer looking up into the sky at the end, we were trying to decide how many times we do the CG pattern at the ending, and initially we did it what, twice when we practiced, and Scott said, nothing should be three. And I agree, it should be three, but sometimes... Anyway, sorry guys, that's our own funny humor here. I'll just sing along with this. Sing Fear is a Liar. When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear he is.
will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. When he told you you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, who he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear into the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. 'Cause fear,
I had endured anxiety and all that stuff. That's fear, and it is a big lie.
Way to push out on that song.
Big lie. Big lie. I got a passion for that one, doggone it. Trigger. It's Thursday night. We get to do the intro as many times as we want. This is actually going to be our special on Sunday, because the pastor is talking about change. So we're going to do cool change. Here we go. If there's one thing in my life it's missing, it's a time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of these friendly people, and they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for a cool change. I know it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born again of water, and it's there that I feel my best. With God and with Jesus, there's no other. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone,
staring at the full moon with your brother. Time for a cool change. I know it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, and I know it's time for a cool change. I've never been romantic, and sometimes I don't care. I know it may sound selfish, but let me breathe the air. Oh, let me breathe the air. Let me breathe the air. There's one thing in my life that's missing. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon with your brother. Time for a cool change. I know it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know it's time for a cool change. Time for a cool change. I know it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so rearranged, I know it's time for a cool change. Hey,
we did that one all right. It's a pretty song, isn't it? And I purposely like to listen to oldies. I listen a lot to Christian radio, too, and I like to listen to oldies every now and then just to grab good nuggets like that. Sounds like a good message. I didn't have to change very many words on that at all.
I'm not going to Let There Be Peace.
You guys want to sing Let There Be Peace on Earth, or want to move on? I'm kind of like, that's short. Let's do it. You ready? You want to do it, Karen?
You're not ready for it? We can skip it. We can skip it if you want. You got C, right?
On earth, and let it
said short. That's going to be your closing hymn. All right, one more song for you. I had to find a fun song here. Oh, we got a bunch of other ones joined on. Todd, your lovely bride's on here, man. Tiffany's joined on. Hi, Jolanda and Chris and Don and Gary. And I got Mom out here, and I got Debbie and Linda and Donna. Man, God is good. We didn't hardly even get to do a run-through on this practice-wise, so I'll already put the disclaimer out.
Bear with us.
We didn't cape with this, did we? No, we're good. We're good. You got an intro on this, or are we going to just start? Guys getting the born again thing?
Around and up and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in, coach. Hey, I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. Hey, I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Well, I spent some time in the Mudville line, watching it from the bench. You know I took some lumps and was down. So I had Willie, Tell Tyco, and Joe DiMaggio. Don't say it ain't so, time is now. Oh, put me in, coach. Hey, I'm ready to play. Look at me, I can be Chesterfield. Got a beat up glove, a homemade bat, and a brand new pair of shoes. You know I think it's time to give this game a ride. Just to hit the ball and touch him all. Oh, put me in, coach. Hey, I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. Hey, I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Yeah, I can be Chesterfield. Oh, put me in, coach. Hey, I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be Chesterfield.
This is Nicole, for those watching on Facebook Live. This is, how old are you, Nicole?
Here, wait a minute.
6½.
6½? You want to say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Nicole likes to play her little pink guitar, and now she has her fancy... Well, here was her pink one, right? This was your pink one that you were playing with. Now, where'd you put your other one? Oh, it's up here, isn't it? That's right. Well, they can't quite see it from here, but that's okay. They'll get to watch you next time, all right? All right, see you, Nicole. Bye, Nicole. Have fun. Here, we'll leave. You going to take this one, or you going to leave this one here? You going to take it? Or are you going to take the fancy one? Okay. All right, you'll take that one. How do I be? Ought to be 6½ again. Not. At 6½, I'm sure I was a problem, right? Well, of course, I was a problem all the way until I was out of your house, but I'm talking to my mom for those who are watching this here. I'm a realist. We had our years.
but though that's good. Well, okay, well, let me think. You remember last week? Pretty sure it was last week. I know the past couple weeks. We've been praying for the boys' flight, the Chrysalis flight, which actually was supposed to happen this weekend, and it got canceled. They didn't get enough. They've got like a minimum number of six they like to do, and I think they only had three. So this is the first time they actually tried doing a summertime flight, which was a joint between the Northern Lights Emmaus group and Greater Cincinnati. I should say Chrysalis, the Chrysalis groups, the youth got together. So actually, I did go to one meeting, which for me was awesome. I got to see the church in Milford. It's Milford First United Methodist Church. You been there? Oh, I used to go there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, down in the basement, they've got a closet set up with all the Chrysalis stuff. And what really was neat for me was the fact that when I opened up this closet, I see us just to the ceiling stack full of mattresses. All right. Now, the reason that excites me is just about every other one I've done, you got to bring your own bedding. All right. You got to bring an air mattress or something. And they have mattresses. It's like, wow. And so I thought this is going to be a great flight. It's got to happen. Well, it didn't happen. So maybe next time. Right. Summer was hard really to get team together, too. Just if nothing else, lessons learned. Right. Lessons learned. But the neat thing is we do have an adult walk to Emmaus. Walk is happening. For the ladies, it's happening in September. Oh, you guys are working the ladies one. Good. And actually, I think I told you I'm going to speak there. I'll be one of the clergy talks there. I'll be happening there. And whoever hasn't been through the Walk to Emmaus and is interested, please do. You'll love it. It's actually going to be at Camp Chautauqua, which is a camp that does a lot of neat stuff. It's one of those actually on the river up near Miamisburg. And I mentioned this not because it's part of the Emmaus program, but at this camp, to give you an idea of the type of camp, it's got the rope stuff and the zip lines and the boating that's on the river there. And we usually don't do a lot of that stuff as part of the Emmaus stuff, but who knows? Things might be a little more interesting at this camp. One never knows. But I'll be working the men's walk actually as a prayer lead for that one. So I've got one person, which actually I was hoping was going to be here, John Yeary. He was a pilgrim on the last one with Todd and with Pastor Larry. Pastor Larry's working the men's walk also. He's going to be an assistant spiritual director. So be good. So it'd be good to get people signed up. I think we have one signed up so far, but hey, you got to get started somewhere, right? Yeah, the Emmaus thing is a lot of fun. If nothing else, I need to get you guys to Emmaus for the music part. So I'll bring in all the music. So we'll see. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Here we go. Okay. I guess I should. No, I'm not. God opens things up the way God's going to open things up, by golly. So it opens up to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 24. And actually, this is pretty appropriate. This is very appropriate. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash repairs the temple. So let's see how God ties all this together for us. You're going to like this. So Joash was 7 years old when he became king. Obviously, somebody died, right? 7 years old. Think about this. Nicole's 6 and a half. Okay, you guys guessing this? Okay, you guys saw Nicole earlier. So imagine Joe, he was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 40 years. Well, that in of itself is pretty impressive. You know, he started young, of course. His mother's name was Zibiah, and she was from Beersheba. And Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, thus the 40-year reign, because if he hadn't been doing right, God would have got him out of there pretty quick. And these were the years of Jehadiah the priest. And this priest, he had two wives for him, and he had some sons and daughters. Now, sometime later, Joash decided to restore the temple to the Lord. Now, keep in mind a lot of things that happened. Remember, these are hundreds of years, right? And there was 100 years that have gone between the prophets. It was 400 years from the last prophet to when Jesus shows up. Actually, it was more than that. It was, help me out with my timeline. Was it closer to 700? It was at least 400. It was a long time. Actually, the 400 was I think it was an Elijah thing is what that was. But regardless, it had been a while, all right? So needless to say, the temple fell into disrepair. So he called together the priests and the Levites and said to them, go to the towns of Judah and collect the money due annually from all of Israel to repair the temple of your Lord, and do it now. But the Levites did not act at once. Now, it doesn't say how old. It says sometime later. So obviously he was older than 7. So I don't know if he was 10. or if he was 20. I don't know, sometime later. It doesn't specify. But still, your king issued a command, right? And they did not act at once. They delayed, and we don't know why they delayed. Therefore, the king summoned Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, "Why haven't you required the Levites to bring in from Judah and Jerusalem the tax imposed by Moses, the servant of the Lord, and by the assembly of Israel for the tent of the testimony?" So now the king's saying, "Hey guys, I told you what to do. You didn't do it. Here's your chance to explain before I get mad." Now the sons of the wicked woman, Athaliah, had broken into the temple of God and had used even some of the sacred objects and sacrifices to Baal. All right? Think about that. God isn't very pleased with that stuff, because you remember back in I think it was it Exodus, when God had him creating all the things through the temple. Remember, God told him how to create, build the temple, make it this big, make it this wide, make all the different chalices, everything. I mean, down to the candle snuffers, right? I mean, he said, anything that touches my altar, this altar that they set up, anything that touches it is holy. All right. So this is holy stuff, all right? And this is a pretty serious offense. So at the king's command, a chest was made and placed outside at the gate of the temple of the Lord, and a proclamation was then issued in Judah and Jerusalem that they should bring to the Lord the tax that Moses, the servant of God, had required of Israel while they were in the desert. And all officials and all the people brought their contributions gladly, dropping them into the chest until it was full. And whenever the chest was brought in by the Levites to the king's officials, they saw that there was a large amount of money. The royal secretary and the officer of the chief priest would come in and empty the chest and carry it back to its place. And they did this regularly and collected a great amount of money. Now the king and Jehoiada gave it to the men who carried out the work required for the temple of the Lord. So, all right, so they gathered up the money, right? And they're paying the workers. This part is good. They hired masons and carpenters to restore the Lord's temple, and also workers in bronze and iron to repair the temple. And the men in charge of the work were diligent, and the repairs progressed under them. And they rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design and reinforced it. And when they finished, they brought the rest of the money to the king, and with it were made articles for the Lord's temple, articles for the service, for the burnt offering. So in other words, all the utensils, all the meat skewers, all the stuff that was stolen, right, from earlier times. Essentially, they used the rest of the money to make that, the dishes, the objects of gold and silver. And as long as the chief priest there, Jehoiada, lived, burnt offerings were presented continually in the temple of the Lord. Now, Jehoiada was old and full of years, and he died at the age of 130, and he was buried with the kings in the city of David because of the good he had done in Israel for God and for his temple. So here we have a young man that starts off at seven years old, stays true to God, and gets it done. But just like we see in all the other kings, you know, because even King David, right, true to God, except he stumbled also. Well, that actually gets right here. That actually moves into this in still 2 Chronicles 24, verse 17. Now this chapter is titled The Wickedness of Joash. But before I get into the wickedness of him, it's very fitting that God brings that back, brings us to this Joash repairs the temple. Because that's one of the, that's really one of the biggest problems we have in our lives, in America for that matter, right? And all the countries, all the world, all these things, everything collapses with one compromise at a time. One compromise at a time, things happen. Things get neglected, we lose our focus, all right? Because our focus is, our focus has got to be on Christ. And it's so easy in this world to be distracted. When we get our physical pains, or when we see other people suffering in that, sure, we want to console them, we should. But we need to pray and keep our focus on Jesus to help bring the peace and bring the reconciliation. So I thought that was really, really a good reading he puts in here. So let's see what he says about the wickedness of Joash. So after the death of that high priest, the officials of Judah came and paid homage to the king and listened to them, and they abandoned the temple of the Lord. So check this out. The high priest dies and they abandoned the temple. It's pretty shallow, isn't it? It's like, really, guys? Nobody picked up. Nobody stepped into the role here, I guess. They abandoned the temple of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and worshipped Asherah poles and idols. Now, let me explain a little bit about these poles and these idols. And actually, I saw this on a video. I saw this on a YouTube video, which is pretty fascinating. I have to find it and put a link on this Facebook Live so people can check it out. It was a little bit long, but it was about a man who used to be a satanic high priest. Okay, and he accepted Christ. He finally figured out where the real power was, and so he has accepted Christ. But the video they made, he took people around in New York, all right, and took them into a lot of these stores that essentially are satanic stores. And in particular, he walked up to shelves, and he said, "You see these idols, and the idols were in the shape of people, all right? You know, the head. I mean, they're essentially a human shape." And here's what he said, which really struck me. He said, "Yeah, the demons need a human object. Doesn't have to be actual human, but the shape of." Need a human object to work through. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? I mean, keep in mind, this is a guy that would pray to the Prince of Darkness all through the night, you know, from like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. I mean, just so that he could be elevated in the kingdom of darkness. He even shares his testimony, I mean, going down to the pit of hell, which is ultimately where he finally figured out, ooh, this isn't good, you know, you know, where he ended up turning over to Christ. Yeah, I wonder why, right? Yeah. But I found that very interesting. So the idols in the shape of, in a human shape, it doesn't have to be the whole body, all right, but in a human shape, that's actually how demons work through that. I thought that's very interesting. I'd not heard, I mean, obviously we knew of worshiping of idols, but I'd never heard it put like that. And from this guy who was into all the crazies, okay. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. That was real different. Okay, so anyway, they worshiped the Asherah poles and the idols, and because of their guilt, God's anger came upon Judah and Jerusalem. And although the Lord sent prophets to the people to bring them back to him, and though they testified against them, they would not listen. Lust of the flesh, right? They made their own gods. And then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, son of Jehadiah the priest. So the high priest who had died, his son, Zechariah. And he stood before the people and said, "This is what God says. Why do you disobey the Lord's commands? You will not prosper. Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has forsaken you." But they plotted against him, against Zechariah. You know, he didn't have a good message, right? So they plotted against him. And by the order of the king, they stoned him to death. Remember, this is King Joash, all right? This young king who reigned for 40 years. By the order of the king, they stoned him. So isn't this bizarre? So we have this young king who said, "Get the temple rebuilt," and now he's on a flip on us here. Yeah, isn't this bizarre? But it's human nature, isn't it? So obviously he was. There's a high probability that, and it doesn't state it in here. It may state it elsewhere, but there's a high probability. He probably married some pagan women and the like, and just started worshiping their idols. That happened to quite a few of the kings, you know, throughout Jerusalem. Solomon had that problem. You know, of course, he had what? How many wives did Solomon have? It was ridiculous. 600 or something? I mean, it was a huge, insane number. You know, it's like, really? He was busy. Yeah, right, he was busy. Well said, Linda. Well said. But anyway, all right, so anyway, that's, let's see if there's anything else of consequence to share with you. So then Judah gets invaded, and then everybody, of course, ends up getting hurt, died, gone. Okay, they messed up. So that's all part of that. But I really like I do like how God led us on that one with the restoration of the temple, because we need to restore ourselves. You know, God gave us a Sabbath, a day of rest. For the Jewish people, of course, the Sabbath is they worship on Saturdays. Seventh-day Adventists also do that on Saturdays. Most Christians do it on Sunday. I mean, it's a day. You know, for us, we just say it's a day. Some like to go to the letter of the law, because God said on the seventh day, you know, you shall rest, which is a Sabbath. But regardless, you know, we love God. We love God, and we seek God, and we should rest. So it's important to rest. So, let's get into some prayer requests. Let me real quick, I forgot to bring this up, so I hope I didn't miss any yet. For those of you watching on Facebook, you know we like to take prayer requests. We're going to pray for you. And if you posted something, if you commented earlier, I might have missed you. So please, go ahead and repost it for me. Let me take a look to see if anybody's got anything on here yet. I don't see anything on here, but there could have been something that scrolled off. So drop in your prayer requests, and we will go ahead and bring all that together. But in the meantime, let's start way back in the corner. Rita, how are things for you, Rita? How's the family? Good. Your sister's better. Excellent. So she's not having any more symptoms now? She's feeling good? Sister feeling good? She's... she's... Yeah, well, yeah, the mood-altering drugs. Cousin's daughter. Really? So that'd be your 18-year-old niece. No, cousin. It's cousin's daughter. Okay, I always get that messed up. So your second cousin, anyway, your cousin's daughter, 18-year-old, and had an aneurysm. All right. Well, Lord, we're thanking God for full restoration on that. Absolutely. Good. How's everything else? You're still good? Are you working part-time now, I think, or? Oh. Well, that's awesome. Okay. So you're easing your way back into doing some part-time work, maybe. That's good. Good for you, Rita. That's awesome. Those are good. So I'm glad we got good news, and we also got stuff to lift up. We're lifting all that up. I'm doing. Yeah. It was good to see. Good to see your sister. Two weeks ago. That's right. And actually, you know what? And it's funny because I didn't know he was doing membership that Sunday. And I don't know if you knew it at the time when we picked your song. Did you know that was going to be the membership Sunday? Oh, okay. For me, that was that. I mean, that was, that's awesome. It's like, hey, let me sing for my membership. No, that's all good. Indeed. Well, let's see. I see Scott in the back row. I had the privilege of going to visit Scott last week. I had to get Carolyn's car. It was being worked on. And you know what? I always thought that Scott was busy, but I didn't really know how busy until I went to visit him. And, you know, he's a one-man operation. You know, he was serving up lunch off the floor, and it was that's how clean it is. And actually, you know what? I got to show you this. And I didn't even show this to him. I'll jump back over to this real quick. I'll pass this here. You guys are going to like this. So for me, this is, I only took one picture inside the whole place. And for me, this one picture, and it's not a picture of you, Scott, don't worry. But this one picture for me just said it, just declared the whole thing with this guy. I mean, this just shows it all. Let me see if I can actually show this on, see if I can actually get it halfway decent on Facebook. Okay. All right. Now what you're looking at right there is a funnel where Scott, when he finishes up a bottle of oil, all right, when he puts oil in, you know, the little quart containers in that, he takes that. Now, one of the things, whenever you empty that out, that's always, you know, coming out real slow. So what does he do? He actually puts it there on a funnel and lets it sit there for probably, a day or so, I guess, Scott? Who knows, you know? So it's just filling up another. I mean, to me, that was just the perfect summary of his place, man. So there you go. So if you were on Facebook, which I know you're not, this should be your profile picture right here. No, it was fun. It was neat. Got to meet a lot of neat people. And Rick. Yeah, and again, for our Facebook people that are watching, if you got any prayer requests, we're going to be praying here soon, so please go ahead and type them out on there. But yeah, so... So did you ever survive the finishing up the Jeep? Yay. All right. So I'll count that as a joy then. It's all good. Everything else looking good for you? And the family? Brandon, of course, has a job. He's not here tonight because he's... Yeah, Yeah. Well, he told me ahead of time he wasn't going to be here, so obviously they'd scheduled that, but that's good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The thrills of gasoline versus diesel. All right. Okay. All right. But still good. Well, blessings abound then. Been a good week, and it will be a good week. It'll always be good. Bruce, how are things going for you? Did you ever sell this house or not? So we're still proclaiming the victory for the and Knox, I forgot, was it, do you have two of them down there? You have two? Oh, okay. But you're selling one house in Florida. So if anybody watching on Facebook Live wants a house in Florida. House in Florida. But hey, that's going to go. That's going to go. Because God is good. Nothing else, your trip, I guess you got things more ready. More ready for sales. Good. Good. That's good. Everything else doing well? That's good. Donna, things well for you? Because you're speaking in unison. God bless you. The happy couple. Ah, where are you going, Donna? Oh my gosh, you're going to Italy. With who are you going with? You going with a group or? Nice. That's neat. Oh, one of the official tours they take you around or? It's not one of the cool like Viking riverboat things, is it? Do they do that in Italy or? You're gonna be in Venice. Nice. That'll be fun. Fun. Good time. Good luck on that. We'll pray for you on the jet lag part of it, both ways. I went to Portugal once, and that's like a 12, I can't remember, it was 12 or 14 hour flight, because it was, we had to fly to New York, and then you do direct from there with it. So I guess it probably was 12, it's probably 2 to get to New York. But I don't sleep on planes. So I watched like 12 hours of, you know, DVD type stuff, whatever, and you know, then you get there, and it's the day is starting to go on and you're feeling like sleeping and it's just, ay. So we lift you up on that. It'll be good. That's why he's not good. Yeah. There's wisdom there. Debbie, God bless you. Great to see you. Miss Retired. Are you starting to feel the retirement, the goodness of retirement going on now? First day you felt the goodness of retirement. So we will count retirement as a joy then, but what else has been going on? Every day is Saturday. That's good.
Well, I went to the store today to see if I could remember how to
go. Oh, you went to the store. Good. This is the Christian bookstore. Good. Oh, you'll be doing a couple days a week there. 2 days a week at this, and that's the one that's owned by Herb and Karen, right? What's it called? Inner Blessings is the name of it. And is that in Cheviot? Inner Blessings, the bookstore, Christian bookstore, Inner Blessings. So those of you in Cincinnati, there we go. We just plugged the ad for it. That's good. That's good. Nice. Get to have a lunch with your former colleagues.
And,
nice. For your colleagues, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. How is, I want to say, Sonia. Sonia. How's Sonia and the twins? And
well.
So we're still the situation with her husband's not been resolved. Okay. Oh, that's good. God bless her. So we'll lift up Sonia. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so Sonia's got a lot of other stuff going on. So we're lifting her up for all of it then. Amen. God's always with her. That's right. That's absolutely right. Anything to add to all that, Linda? You doing all right? God's time, okay.
What happened in God's time?
Okay.
Help you for this, but I don't know.
So your friend, the sister of Ruth.
Yes.
She needs, we're lifting her up in prayer for anything specific or just?
Everything.
Just for God's touch then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
But today I got blessed. Okay.
What happened?
Council.
Right.
And
you're on the council.
And I have a who will come on the council, but you don't vote it. You cannot vote for nothing. But you, if you want to tell him something,
right.
Advisor.
Ooh.
And I got to be on.
So are you an advisor now?
Yes.
How awesome is that? Linda's an advisor.
and I asked her today.
That's good.
Does this mean I can go through the whole 3 days?
Right.
Yes.
Nice. So you can be involved as an advisor on the council. That's beautiful.
And then one day, my friend Ethel came to take me to the dedication.
Ah, good. You have transportation too.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah, the retired people don't have a lot of excuses anymore, do they, for not taking you places? Certainly not last or least, because I'll be last. How are things going, Mom? Beautiful. Oh, did you? You went to see the Ark Encounter down there in Kentucky. The Ark Encounter. How long did it take you to get through everything? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took you about 3 hours, and you felt like you did. You feel like it was a good pace, or you know, rushed, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Took about 3 hours. 3 hours, and what do you figure the amount of walking is? Like about a mile worth to go back and forth through all of it, or what do you figure the? Somebody do the math. 4,000 at about, if it was by 2 feet, that'd be it. Well, if it's 4,000 steps, and if you do 2 feet a step, which most people do more than 2 feet, that's 8,000 feet. So, yeah, it's over a mile. So, it's a lot of walking. It's like being in Las Vegas. So, you do a lot of walking in Las Vegas.
It's very expensive, but it's worth it.
How much was it? A ticket?
Well,
Okay. All right. $10 for parking, but you got the senior price of 34. What is it if you're not a senior? What are they? 48 if you're not a senior, really. What do they consider to be senior? Is 50, do I qualify at 55? Well, yeah, there's ARP will send me stuff at 50. Oh, well, it's all good. Nice, nice. You rested the temple. Beautiful. That's right. Resting and restoration of the temple, yeah. Because we can just get so busy that these things just fall away. Well, I am quite surprised. I've not seen anybody post any prayer requests here on Facebook. Usually I get at least one, unless they posted earlier and I missed it. And I apologize if they're watching with it. I'll catch it later because I always go back and look. But unfortunately on the phone, it only keeps like so many and then it scrolls off, which is Facebook. Did you guys see Facebook stock? It just took a big tank today. It lost close to $100 billion in value in one day. It's we've only seen that a few other times. Microsoft, they had a problem with that once. Actually, Microsoft was about $60 billion, I think, once. This goes back quite a few years. A lot of it has to do with Facebook and the way that they're doing their lack of the privacy stuff and everything. A lot of things are being revealed that have been going on. And eventually things catch up with you, right? Eventually things catch up. So pretty much all the inflated, all the stuff they gained this year has been negated plus. You know, because I think they gained like $60 billion so far this calendar year. And it's already been wiped out. Yeah, just today alone, he lost $38 billion. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He had that much to lose. That is good news, isn't it? Actually, for me, I'm actually I mentioned that I'm going to be doing a clergy talk for the Women's Walk, and the way it works with the Walk to Emmaus is they have team meetings done ahead of the walk, and typically there's anywhere from 4 to 5, 6, depends on how they schedule it. There's usually at least 4. And these are on Saturdays. Well, they have a meeting this Saturday, and I mentioned they asked me to do a talk, but they didn't tell me what the talk was going to be until like 2 days ago. And usually when you're doing a talk, they like to have everything typed out with click here for your, they want a PowerPoint, and they like all that piece put together. So it takes a little bit to do it. But anyway, they asked me if I could do the preview talk this Saturday. So I'm trying. When I go home tonight, I'm going to see where God lives. I told him I'd tell him on Friday if I could be there on Saturday to do it or not. That's one. And of course, to bring pilgrims to this. There's we've done pretty well. The team has pretty much been filled out for the women's walk and for the men's. The women's walk is first and then the men's. So typically it's done the other way around. But that's how all that ties together. Let me just double check here real quick. My phone just did something fun. Let's see if anybody else had asked for any other prayer requests, and then we'll get in our circle. Oh, here we go. We did have one. So Darlene Aaron. Remember Denny and Darlene? Darlene is requesting prayer for Liz and Pauline. Absolutely, Darlene. We are going to be lifting them up here corporately in just a moment for Liz and Pauline. So, Lord, you know what they need. And Sue, yeah, God bless. All right, so I've got Sue Bug watching. Sue is actually our lay director for the Women's Walk. So she's on here. So she's asking prayer for what I just mentioned, too, for the men, for the Emmaus Men's and Women's Walk for this fall. So absolutely, Sue, we are certainly lifting all that up. In a big way. See, I don't think I missed anything else, did I? Timothy Englund's on here, and he says, De Cloris. And for those who have been through Emmaus, that's a common all the colors is what that is referring to, and it's not gay pride. All right, so let's get ourselves together here in a circle. Let's see what we can piece together here now. Will the circle be unbroken? Yeah, we do need to sing that song, don't we? We need to sing that song. Here, I'll do it on mom's side. We'll do it on mom's side because it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to be standing.
They get your arm, Mom.
Good.
They get your good side, actually. Yeah, look at that. That's a good, it's your good side.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, your left side is your good side. Did you know that? I didn't tell her she had a bad side. I said she had a good side.
But spoke to the bad side, so that's, hopefully that's going to be good, right?
You're here. You're here. It's all good. You are here. That's right. Do not look at the man behind the curtain. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Oh, so, Lord, I thank you once again for Thursday night. And I thank you. Thank you, Daddy, how you love us. Oh, how you love us. Lord, we tend to lose our focus in this day-to-day world. It's an easy thing to do. People can try to pull us down to their level to try and bring us into anger and frustration. But Lord, that's not your way. That's not the way you desire for us. So I thank you that you give us your strength and your peace and your will to stand firm and to keep that focus on Jesus. So Lord, at the times when a good example, I was ministering with a lady who was dealing with anxiety here this week on through Facebook, because I was doing the ministry. She's been dealing with it for many years, and she's been living under condemnation since she was a child. So like for 40 years, she's been feeling condemned, you know, because of different things with the way that her parents treated her. And it's sad. And it's sad because they have when you're treated like that, it's a hard thing to really make that association with God as a loving father when your earthly father, you know, treatment wasn't all that great, right? And it breaks my heart. But the one thing that I was sharing with her is that at those times when she was young, God wept. God wept. And why would God weep? A lot of people try and blame God. Where was God during this time, right? God wept because there wasn't an adult to stand up for her, a child, an innocent child. So Lord, we thank you that you raise up your people, that you raise up parents that step in for their children when they need to. Now the good news is as adults, there's been some reconciliation in that. So these are good things. You know, but there's a lot of years of torment. So my message with her and for everybody here and listening is focus. And that's why I emphasize so much reading, getting into God's Word each day. Because when we read God's Word each day, that's our focus, right? We're reading His Word. And as long as you got that as your focus, you got a good start to the day. A real good start to the day. So Lord, we just thank you for your peace upon everybody. Just upon everybody. Lord, thank you for things that Rita has lifted up here for her sister. Good joy. Her sister's feeling better. They've identified what was going on, and she's feeling good. That's awesome. That's really, really good. And for your cousin's daughter, 18 years old with an aneurysm, that's just what messed up. So, Lord, I thank you that the aneurysm is reversed. We thank you, Lord, for a full reversal on that, like it never happened. And it'll never happen again. And we proclaim that full restoration and healing for her in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, because God, you're good. So, Lord, I thank you for my brother Scott and his claim to every last drop. And I'm not talking about coffee. But as I mentioned to you before, brother, that is a gift. That is a gift. God is a God of order. He is a God of order. And while some of us here in this world might try to make fun of him, we make fun of ourselves with it. It's a gift. It is a gift. But because the rest of us are so messed up, it's hard. He's different, right? But it's a good different, my friend. It's a good different. And I just speak blessings upon you and your company, man. Your kind. I know you're one-man show, but still, it's your company. Your company. So we just thank for blessings just to flow greatly for you, man. You got a good heart. And I really appreciate what you do up here to try and keep us in time, because I need it. I need it. And he delivers. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the blessings upon your family, Scott. That includes this young man and young lady over here.
Yes, I'm talking to you guys.
So, well, Lord, we thank you that that house down in Florida gets this, is sold at the price that is required and needed, a price that is fair and just, Lord, that you bring that sale for them. And I thank you, Lord, for special peace for Donna and her travels, just travel mercy. So, Lord, I thank you that she can sleep when she needs to sleep, and she is just full of energy and just loving life. And for Bruce to be wondering what she's doing. Playing it safe. Yeah, Bruce is, I'm with you, Bruce. Keep me here. Stay here. So these are good things. Really, really good. So, Lord, we're rejoicing in Debbie's retirement and Linda's rides more readily available, we think. And we're lifting up Sonia. Sonia, right. So, Lord, just great peace for her. We thank you, Lord, for the twins are doing well. Thank you, Lord, you resolve this situation, with her husband, that they can be back together again. And Lord, touch her heart to open her eyes to receive help from others. Let her feel your peace. Let her put her guard down in a good way. I mean, there's being on guard is good. Being cautious is good. But there can also be fence can be put up too high sometimes. So, Lord, I just thank you that you touched that for Sonia. She's good. And Linda, for your friend, God bless her. And for you being on the advisor on this council. How awesome is that? So you can participate and be there? Yep. Huge blessing, isn't it?
Yep.
Huge blessing. I thank you, Lord, for just more blessings. More blessings for you, Linda. God bless you. God is good. But it's good. It is good. So, Mom, I'm thrilled that you got to go through the Ark Encounter. That is neat. One of these days I'll roll down through there. When's the last time you went to the Creation Museum?
Oh,
yes. So, yeah, it's probably... Yeah, actually, I did the Creation Museum when it first opened. We were one of the vendors that provided radios in that form. So,
not the first year, but maybe the second year. I don't know. Maybe about 7 years ago.
About 7 years?
Yeah.
Okay, 7 years ago.
About 7 years ago.
Okay, yeah. So it's about time to go to the Creation Museum, which is closer.
Yes, a lot closer.
Which is closer. Oh, did you? You went to the Ark also. The Ark Encounter, nice.
Isn't it the standard of that being the lookout hall?
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, of course, the fascinating thing with all that is it had never rained before on the earth.
I know.
At that point.
They show you all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the whole
nice.
Thing.
Nice. Because remember all the watering of the grass that came up through the ground. Yeah, rain never fell from the sky to that point. So him building the boat, people were like, what are you doing? What are you, nuts? Yeah, what are you, Scott? Scott's going to build a boat now and show us all. Oh, that's good.
Like Dan says, how in the world could they move this stuff? They didn't have any machines or anything.
Right. Yeah. Just back in that era, how do you move such large pieces of wood and everything? It's amazing. But God provides, right? God provides and God shows the way. So thank you, Lord, for those blessings that you had through that. These are really good. Lord, we're lifting up the Walk to Emmaus. I'm glad Sue's on here watching, too. She might still be watching with us. But we are just proclaiming, Lord, that you just bring the, what they're, we call them pilgrims when they first start and come on. So thank you, Lord, to bring them, the men and the women, bring them pilgrims. And our last walk we had, I think men's walk had 33. I can't remember how many of the women's walk had. I think it was close to a similar number, I believe. So Lord, just bring them on. I think we can take up to 40 if I remember correctly. So Lord, bring us 45. Let's get a waiting list. Absolutely. Bring us 45. Lord, we're lifting up Darlene's friends, Liz and Pauline. So, Lord, you know their needs. And I thank you, Lord, as we just come against whatever darkness is weighing heavy on them, that they receive your peace, your healing, emotional, physical, that they're just, we're just lifting them up. And I thank you, Lord, for your inspiration and that for this talk that I'll be giving for the women's walk. It's Prevenient Grace. It's the first clergy talk. It's called Prevenient Grace. Kind of sets the stage for all the other grace talks. So God's laid a heavy and good task upon my heart. I am blessed. Gosh, anything else, guys? Yeah.
Be with us tomorrow as we celebrate.
That's right, a funeral tomorrow. Bev Pappa, they have a funeral tomorrow. Lord, we speak peace for them. Actually, I'll be here. I'll be here. Lori is going to be doing the music because Karen's not available. So needless to say, I'm going to hear her sing too. So that'll be good. That'll be good. So we're looking forward to having Lori back here in the building again. That is good. And for blessing the family. Yeah, you remember. Yeah. Yeah. So Lori, we just peace for the peace for that family. Yeah, a lot of them come from Florida, I believe. Didn't she retire in Florida, I think, or... Yeah, she lived with her daughter in Florida for a while. Okay, yeah, but so anyway, they'll be up here. So that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. So we speak peace. Peace, thank you for reminding me of that. All right, thank you. Why don't you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. All right. Thanks, guys. We get to say bye. I got mom again. I got mom standing right here. All right. Got to shrink on down here. We can see him. We can see us now. So God bless everybody. We're glad you could be here with us. Stay focused. Love God. He wants you to be the best you can be. Have a good evening. Amen.